Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
He's the voice of the Titans. Mike Keith, what's going on?
Good morning. Ready to go to Pittsburgh.
There you go. You know, for you getting ready for these preseason games, I always think about these sorts of things. It's a lot more preparation than the regular season in a way, isn't it? Because you got just so many more players that you have to think about.
Yes, and you have the two sides who are doing the bob and weave about who's actually going to play and how long they're going to play. And fortunately, I have great folks in the booth who help me, Brad Willis and Rhett Bryan, who make sure I know who's in the game, because it changes so fast. You know, in the regular season, it never changes. Roethlisberger is the quarterback, and right. Mariota is the quarterback. But guys can come and go very quickly in these games, and some of them come in that you're not familiar with. And we also have what the college announcers face every week. We have the duplicate numbers.
There's nothing better than double numbers.
There's nothing better than the duplicate numbers, and that's why the college broadcasters are so much better than us, because they have to deal with that every week, which I think is crazy.
So how much do you think we'll see out of the starters tomorrow?
I'm going to sort of give you a Vrabel answer here. Okay. Probably more than what we've seen, but I don't know if as much as what we have seen in years past. He doesn't seem to buy into the third preseason game as the complete run-through. I think he does see it more in terms of the most of the four preseason games like a regular season game, but I don't know that necessarily Marcus Mariota plays into the third quarter or that the whole offensive line goes into the third quarter. I think if he sees what he needs to see and he feels good about it, wouldn't surprise, and this is just my opinion, that's all I'm throwing out, that he would probably say that's enough. The other thing that I think he's very cognizant of, that I think we feel his Bill Cowher, Bill Belichick training come in, is he's looking at Miami September 9th. And he's really not hiding that. I mean, he's playing this for what it is, but he wants to be as healthy as he can going to Miami on September 9th. So I think if he feels like one group has done well, Kevin, and he's like, great, let's get out of there. So I really believe that there's probably not anything as set as what it has been in the past.
How interesting is the decision for Matt LaFleur whether to be on the field or in the press box, something we were talking about a few minutes ago? You know, having that personal connection with Mariota, the offense downstairs, versus, you know, being up where you can see a little bit better.
You know, it's funny. Most of the offensive coordinators that I've spent time with have been in the booth. But then there was Heimerdinger, who, you know, was arguably the best guy we've ever had, who was on the field. So I think it's just really style. You know, Heimerdinger wanted to look in Steve McNair's eyes and have that conversation and do those things. And he could call plays from so much a feel about his guy and what worked for his guy. A lot of coordinators want to see it, want to see how things happen when they break the huddle. I'm wondering if LaFleur is not going to be that guy. So I think he's in the process of determining what works best for him, because he's got to determine, can Pat O'Hara have the interaction and take care of that? And can I sit up and watch it? Is that going to be the easiest way to do it? Or do I want to be down there amongst it at this point? It's worked. I've seen it work both ways. Obviously, the majority of the guys I've ever seen do it are in the booth.
Well, with the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, naturally. And, man, you talked about head coach Mike Vrabel wanted to make sure that the team is healthy, and he's really preparing for the Dolphins. It made me think about, man, they may have two young guys out there starting at defensive end there with Wallace and Landry. Do you think that's a possibility? That's maybe the way they go?
Well, it's going to happen tomorrow. Right. And that's where, whenever you have the injury situation that we have had, sometimes there are positive benefits.
Right.
And that is Wallace, who's not played a lot of football because of injuries, has gotten a ton of reps and has really played well. And then what I like about the reps Landry has gotten is it's not like he's been spending training camp auditing the class. I mean, he's getting ready to play.
Yeah.
And because he has had to jump in there with the ones for virtually every rep, then he has known that this is for real and that there's something expected and that he needs to work on his game because he's got to go now. So for whatever the situation is with our starters, what we knew coming into this training camp is we had to develop depth for the future. And maybe the future is September 9th. Maybe the future is in December. Whatever it is, we know that Morgan and Arakpo probably won't be with us forever and that that is such a sensitive position at outside linebacker. So, you know, getting this opportunity for these players and for Sharif Finch, who's gotten a lot more reps than anybody would have thought, for Josh Caraway, who's gotten a lot more reps than anyone would have thought because of this, it's given us a chance to look at a position that I might have had the most questions about depth-wise entering this training camp. Mm.
Well, from a fan's perspective, what should they be watching for this game?
I think you're looking for the defense to come out and get off to a really good start because you're going to go against Roethlisberger early on. And Roethlisberger is going to be out there calling his own plays. He's not going to be out there to just get three handoffs and take a seat. You know what he's doing. He's going to come out and run the offense and want to wing around a little bit, and then he's going to want to get over there and get a ball cap as fast as he can and sit down. So I want to see the defense come out fast because you got to figure Roethlisberger is going to come out fast. I know Le'Veon Bell's not playing, and you know it doesn't sound like you're going to see Antonio Brown, but you're going to see one of the, and the Steelers seem to come up with a new wide receiver star every year. This James Washington from Oklahoma State is one of the stories of the preseason. Really unusual receiver. He's 5'11", 215 pounds. So he looks like a running back playing wide receiver, and yet he had 114 yards in the Steelers game against the Packers. He's really something else. And, of course, Juju Smith-Schuster, you know, so they're going to come out going. On offense, let's see them keep the pace. You know, the first team offense has had three possessions, two touchdowns. Be nice if they could keep that sort of pace going and continue to gain confidence. And then the other part of it, too, just to round out the three phases and make me sound like a coach, bottom line is the special teams has really been good. The overall unit has been fantastic. And so you want to see them continue that but cut out some of the penalties on returns. I like their coverage units. I like some of the versatility they have in returners. They've gotten a good kickoff return in both games. I like these two young coaches who are running special teams, Craig Aukerman and Matt Edwards, and the head coach is obviously very interested in special teams. I think suddenly this might be an advantage for the Tennessee Titans where it hasn't been in the last few years.
And, Mike, this is also going to be interesting to see who plays and how much, and I know you guys have talked about this when it comes to roster machinations and, you know, who you can sneak out of the practice squad because, you know, John Robinson, I'm sure, is adept at the art of deception, and I know that he wants to redshirt some guys and get them on the practice squad. How much do you think the one cut changes the game a little bit in that area?
Well, probably not much because where you were in the fourth preseason game is where the league had gotten Mark is because of who they hold out in the fourth preseason game. Both teams, when you were at 75 players, had about 40 guys that they could play. And so it was really pretty desperate. I mean, you were playing some guys who shouldn't have been out there at the end because you didn't have anybody else to put in the game. Now everybody plays. I don't think they hide guys as much because I think the whole world, due to all the technology, is more aware. I think some of the interesting roster situations for the Titans is what if some of the injured players are not ready to go at the start of the year? How does that change your roster? And, of course, you got two guys on PUP who are starters on offense. If you don't want to keep them out for six games, you know, are they on the active roster to begin because maybe they could be back in three or four games? So how does that change the rest of the roster? The Titans, this will be interesting for John Robinson in the next week to week and a half, because he has so many things to consider, including players who need another year of seasoning, that red shirt that you're talking about, that you want to keep, but can you sneak them through? And I don't think you're able to sneak them through by hiding them anymore. I think you just have to get lucky.
And Mike, another thing that you said in your podcast yesterday, I'm a big fan.
Oh, well, thank you for listening to the OTP I mentioned.
Is that you think the 10-man practice squad will be made up primarily of guys already on the 90-man roster?
Yeah, I think the practice squad guys are here. I think that's what a good job John Robinson and his staff do with the 90-man roster, is I think they've got a preponderance of the practice squad talent on the exact team right now. I think they've got guys they feel like can challenge. They've got guys that they want to bring along. I think they've got guys that they think they can bring up to the active roster at different points. So, yeah, I do. And I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Thank you. That means a lot. But, yeah, I think that they're there. Jim White actually saying on the same podcast, he thinks 9 of the 10 are there, which is really a good sign for the job John Robinson does.
Wayne's going to hold you to that, all 10.
Yeah, all 10, man. No laughs.
That's what I went with. But thank you for listening to the OTP, Blaine. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, always.
Mike, he's a big podcast guy, I know.
We all are. Mike, thank you for the time. Safe travels up to Pittsburgh. Looking forward to the game tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you later.